Going to be learning Lekutei Sichas, Chelech of Zayin, the second sikh of Parsha Shmini. In this week's Parsha, it discusses the Meluyim, the inauguration of the Mishkan. And it tells us that after Nadav v'Aviyu passed away, Aaron burnt the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that there were three Chatasim that were brought on that day, on the eighth day of the Meluyim, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One was for the Meluyim of the Mishkan. The second was the seer that Nachshon brought, which was for the Chunukas and Mizbeach, that for the next 12 days, each Nasi would bring a carbon for the Chunukas and Mizbeach. And then there was the seer Rosh Chodesh. And so as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you always bring a Chatas. And he burnt only the seer of Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe was upset. He says, why didn't you eat the Chatas? Meaning is that Moshe told them earlier regarding the Mincha, Ba'aninus Yechluhu, that even though you're an Einan, even though you're an oval, and usually the rule is that an oval is not allowed to eat kachim, but today, since it was the eighth day of the Meluyim, you're supposed to eat it. And Moshe said it specifically by the mincha, but it was Moshe understood that meant it wasn't specifically by the mincha, but it was anything that was brought on that particular day. It was one of the ways that Rashi also learns it in Chumash, that the reason why they burnt it was because they were oynanim, and Moshe's upset, why are you burning because they're oynanim? Today was a special heter that an oynanim could eat it. So the Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, that Aaron replied to him, that Shem Alei Shemata Ela B'Katshei Shah, maybe the heter that you heard, that you're allowed to eat it, but Aninus was only by Katshei Shah. The Seir Ezim for the Meluyim and the Seir Nachshon, I B'Katshei Darius, because by Katshei Darius, maybe the din's not like that, because of Kal B'Chaymer Meiser Kal, because I can give you a Kal B'Chaymer from Meiser. Specifically, Meiser Sheni. My Meiser Hakal Amr Tayyar Lai Falti by Nimi Menu, Bekachi Dairus Lai Kal Shkain. He says, by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is much more lenient. We have relative to Karbanis, relative to Kachim. The halachas of Meiser Sheni are much more lenient to Kachim. Nonetheless, there's a pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni when you're an Einan. So for sure, Kachi Dairus would also have that din that you're not allowed to eat it Ladair. So that's what Aaron answers back. In short, he's telling him that maybe this heter that you're hearing was only a special one-time heter by the Kachi Shah. But regarding the Kachi Dairus, we know from Meiser Kal that if Meiser is Aser, then for sure Kachi Dairus will also be Aser. That's how the Gemara answers it. And the Gemara continues that Vishka Meisha Vita Beinav, which is that Moshe admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed to say that Taka, I heard this rule that it only applies by Katshei Shah, but by Katshei Darius it won't apply because it's Kal B'Chaymer Ma B'Chaymer. I heard it v'shachachti and I forgot. So Moshe admits that Taka he forgot the lacha, and this that Hashem says that you should eat it baninos only applies to the Katshei Shah, which would mean not just to the mincha, but anything which was a Katshei Shah, like the Seir Nachshon and the Seir of the Meluyim, and that's why Taka Aaron ate it. So the question of the Sicha is, and this is actually a question also some of the Mefarshim asked, the Sfasemis, the Karanaira, is they don't understand the Aaron's reply in the Gemara. His reply is based on Meiser. That if you heard by Katshei Shah, there's a heter. How do you know there's a heter by Katshei Dairus? L'chayra, Katshei Dairus is going to be also from a Kal V'Chaymer from Meiser. He says, this Kal V'Chaymer, L'chayra, everyone agrees, L'kuli Alma, everyone agrees that B'chalal, an Oinin is not allowed to eat Kachim. Even Moshe agreed that an Oinin is generally speaking not allowed to eat Kachim. Baharaya, from this itself, that Moshe needed to, that Hashem needed to tell Moshe, give him a heter. That there was a special heter for that day that you're allowed to eat it. That means that Moshe knew that B'chalal, an Oinin is not allowed to eat Kachim. And since this was a one-time thing, it's understood that the issue that Moshe knew about was B'Kachim Dairus. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to eat oinin. So everyone agrees that an oinin is not allowed to eat kachim l'dairus. The argument l'chayr was that Moshe was saying that the heter that he got for that day applied to everything, and it applied to everything in the Meluim. That day was there was the simcha. There was a special simcha on that day because it was the Meluim. So therefore, this Hashem didn't want to be ma'arv. They didn't want to bring any type of avelis into this day of simcha. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the karbanis. And Moshe held that it was by everything on that day. Masha Inkin Aaron's arguing, saying that maybe the heter you got was only by Katshei Shah, but the Katshei that had to do with the actual a day of the Miluim, but Katre Deris is something which was not intrinsically connected to that particular day. Maybe it doesn't apply. L'chayr, that's the machlokes. Does the heter apply to everything that happened on that day, or just after the things which are connected to that day? So why is Aaron bringing in a kav l'chayr? He's like trying to prove to Moshe that an onion is not allowed to eat kachrim. Saying just like by Meiser, an onion can't eat it for sure. It's kachrim daris, he wouldn't be able to eat. Moshe agrees to that particular point. The argument just is that is the heter that Hashem gave him apply to everything or just to kachrim shah? And the higher that if you look at Rashi on the Chumash, Rashi Taka brings this argument between Moshe and Aaron, and he does not. He just does a bekitzer. He says Shema Shemati. He says, "Im shemate b'katshe shah, in l'chalahake b'katshe deris." If you heard it regarding katshe shah, you shouldn't be makel regarding katshe deris. Meaning is that the heter maybe only applies to katshe shah, but doesn't apply to katshe deris, and he doesn't bring the kavachaim, because again, the kavachaimer l'chayr doesn't prove anything. What does the kavachaimer prove? Nothing. We already know that it's aser, and give us. And if you held that it's since Moshe is holding that the heter applies to everything by bringing kavachaimer from Meister, why would that somehow change it? Yes, I know Meiser's Aser. Yes, I know this is also usually Aser, but there was a special heter that Hashem gave. By Aaron giving a Kavachimer from Meiser, Lachar doesn't prove anything that the special heter that was given for the eighth day of the Miluyim doesn't apply to the Katre Der. So that's the Tashayel of the Sicha. The Sfas Emes over there talking gives an answer, and he gives more like an answer of Derech Agav. It's teaching us like the source. That what's the main source? What's the reason why an Einan is Usr? The Katre Daris, it's we learn it out from Meiser Shein. It's Kilo that Aaron's giving you the source, but it's not really relevant to the main question itself. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. That's not like a direct, that's like a side point. That the main thing is Taka, something which is Tali Basvara. And the Gemara is telling us, B'derech Agav, what the source of that Einan is Usr, B'Katre Mur, we're learning it from. But the Rebbe says, L'Kmasenu, Sarach Iyan Galbo, B'Hazbara. Of course, this is a Sarach Iyan, that it's like, what would be the explanation to Taka, why Aaron would be giving the source? Seems a little bit difficult to understand. Okay. So that we're going to explain the answer of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is makdim with Rashi. If you look at Lashon Rashi, Rashi says that Aaron's reply was, Im shemate b'katshe shah, in l'chol ha'hakir b'katshe deres. If you heard that there's a heter by katshe shah, you can't be makel by katshe deres. So he says, this Lashon in l'chol ha'hakir, it doesn't say that you can't learn from it. It says you can't be makel. Because what does this lashon mean? It means that Rashi understands that bechlal, you have the katre shah, you have the katre deris, and the question is, which one is more stringent? Which one's considered more lenient, has more kal, you know, just like meiser is understood that it's more kal than truma, and it's also more kal than kachim. So the question is, what's more kal, meiser, something which is a kachim, which is just l'shah, or kachim, which is going to be l'dayus. So by Rashi's expression, that ain l'chala hakel, that even if you heard something by kachay shah, that doesn't mean you could be hakel l'dayus, means that it's because it's more lenient, that kachay shah is more lenient. So therefore, since kachay shah like is a special one-time allowance that Hashem is giving, you can't prove anything from there regarding things which are relevant to the dayus. Since, you know, we have the 613 mitzvahs, and then we have mitzvahs for one-time things that Hashem is telling us to do for whatever reason, which is relevant to that point in time. So those mitzvahs, which are part of 613 mitzvahs, those are the things, it's, you know, Yane Nitzchi, this is part of the Ratzon Atzmi, this is Hashem's Ratzon, central Ratzon, something which is eternal. Mashenkei mitzvahs, which are a one-time thing, were not meant for all generations, not counted as one of the 613. The Rebbe actually explains it in other places. The difference between the mitzvahs before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. The mitzvahs which are after Matan Torah are Hashem's Ratzon Ha'atzmi. This is Hashem's will, essential will. This is something which is eternal. Mashenkei, the mitzvahs which were before Matan Torah, wasn't Hashem's Ratzon Ha'atzmi. No, it was in order to improve, it was relative to the time that they lived in. It's something which is relevant to them when they were living, what should be done. You know, Avram should go here, Avram should go there. This wasn't something which was part of his Ratzon Atzmi, but it was rather something which was relevant to that particular point of time. And therefore, you know, different people might have had different mitzvahs or different periods of time that might have been different mitzvahs, because these are not essential mitzvahs, meaning part of Hashem's essential will. Rather, these were mitzvahs that were given in order to fulfill a particular purpose. In other words, there's mitzvahs that they themselves are the goal, they themselves are the objective, and then there's the mitzvahs that they're not the objective themselves, rather, they're in order to get you somewhere. Okay, so the point is that Rashi's telling you that if you learn something from Katre Shah, it's a Zekula that we find by Katre Shah, you can't learn from there a Kula by Katre Deris. So, and that's really Tainus Aaron. Aaron is saying is that Hashem gave you a heter by the mincha, which is something which is Katre Shah. That could be because this is a special type of mincha, it's a one-time type of command, and it's much more makel than one of the 613 mitzvahs, which are something which is Katre Deris. That's what Rashi say. But now let's look, the Gemara is saying the holds the opposite. And we're gonna see in a moment that Rashi, where the Gemara and the Rashi will agree, and exactly where the point of Machlokes is. And now I'm just saying generally speaking. So in the Gemara, it actually holds that the Katre Shah are more chomer than Katre Deris. The most chomer is Katre Shah. How do we know this? We know this from a Gemara Pesachim Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where it brings a machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Glida and the Chachamim regarding the source of where that the chatas chitzayna, which chatas chitzayna means that the blood of this chatas is sprinkled on the mizbeach chitzin. And the rule is you're not allowed to bring the blood of the chatas chitzayna into the heichal, and if you bring it into the heichal, that passes the carbon, and you have to burn it. The carbon is possible, and you have to burn the carbon right away. And the question is, what's the source? And it's Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Glili and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili learns it from this week's parsha that when Moshe asks why they burnt the chatas, Moshe tells him, "Hein lehuva as dam al kodesh pnima." He says, "Why did you burn it? You didn't bring the blood inside to the heichal," which would imply that, meaning that if you would have brought the blood inside, then I understand why you burnt it. Because if you bring the blood of a chatas chitzayna inside, the carbon is possible, and you have to destroy it. But lachar, you didn't bring the blood inside, so why are you destroying it? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Glila, understands that this is clearly the source, that a chatas chitzayna, generally speaking, you're not allowed to bring the blood into the heichal, and if you do, it passes. The Chachamim disagree. They say that's not the source, as Rashi explains, because you can't learn it from there, because that was the derus mashallah yalfinim, that was a one-time situation, and b'chla, you can't learn out a rule, a mitzvah, l'dairis, from something which was a mishah, something which was a one-time commandment. Rather, the Chachamim learn this din up from a pasuk in Parashas Tzav. Fine. But the point is, the Chachamim are saying that we can't learn a rule, that dairis mishah, that if by shah, if you bring the chatas chitzayna inside, it would be possible, that would be the same din by the dairis. You can't learn that out from it. So the mashmois, of course, is that the Shah is more chamer. That if something could apply by Shah, by the something which is only b'Shah, Katre Shah, and this same din will not apply to Katre Deiros. And as the Rebbe, the Lashon of the Rebbe is, that, to explain it a bit more, that even though we have a rule of Deiros Mashah La Yafinon, that you don't learn out Deiros Mashah, but why would you be, if we're, let's assume, like Rashi's assuming, let's look at both ways. Let's assume that Shah is more makel. If we're going to assume that usually Katre Shah are more makel, then why would Hashem make a special din, which is l'hachmir, we're going to be changing and make a special din l'chumra by Katre Shah, that if Aaron or one of his kids will bring this carbon, this chatas, into the heichal, it would pass a lot up. Why would Hashem make it more stringent? If we hold that Katre Shah are usually more lenient, why would there be this special stringency which doesn't apply by Deiros? Elamai, if we're going to assume that Katre Shah are more makel, and Moshe is saying, if you would have brought it inside, I understand, of course it's possible, therefore I understand why you burnt it. That means that, of course, that it for sure would apply by Deiros. So according to Rashi, we're going to say that if it applies by Shah, which is more lenient, then for sure it would apply by Katre Deiros, because it's much more stringent, then the Chachamim wouldn't make a lot of sense. If by this Katre Shah, which is much more lenient, nonetheless, Moshe is saying if you bring the blood inside of the Heichal, that would pass a lot up, then for sure by Katre Deiros, it would pass a lot up. But since the Chachamim are saying that that's not the case, therefore, we can learn Pumfakert. That must be that the Katre Shah are more chamer. And therefore, by Katre Shah, there could be this special din, that if you bring the blood inside of the Heichal, it will pass a lot up. But by Katre Deiros, we don't know what the din would be, and we need to have a special source for it. So, Al Pi Zeh, according to the Shas, the Katre Deiros are more lenient. That's why in the Gemara, it doesn't use this Lashon, Im Shemata, because Katre Shah, in L'cha L'hakim. doesn't use this expression of being makel, because again, according to the Gemara, you're actually not being, it wouldn't be a kula. If something applied by kachay shah, for sure, it would apply by kachay dar. So if technically by kachay shah, let's say it would be mutter for them to eat the food, then for sure, by kachay deris, itaka would be mutter for them to eat the food. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't say this idea of ein l'chala hakim. Okay, so therefore, I bezai that we need to understand. So what is the machlokes, exactly the machlokes between Rashi, which is Pshuta Shemikra, explaining the Pashup Shana Pesukim and the Gemara, and how does this explain the machlokes Aaron and Moshe? Based on, if you hold kachay shah is more chomer than the machlokes Moshe Aaron be in one way, if you hold kachay shah is more makel like Rashi does, then you'd understand the machlokes in a different way. So let's first of all explain where the Gemara and Rashi are disagreeing, because there's certain things, generally speaking, they would agree regarding kachay shah being more chomer than kachay deris, as we'll see. So as the Rebbe explains, there's really two types of kachay shah. One type of kachay shah is that it's literally a chad pami. It's like Hariwaz Shah, like by Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, that he brought a carbon on Har Carmel, even though it wasn't Mesa Migdash, he was makab a carbon on a mumma, which is generally, of course, it's going to be Aser. But this was a special one-time heter for this Isser of Shchutei Chutz. It was a one-time heter, and it's understood that this was a kula, it's a one-time kula, and you can't learn it for any other types of situations. This was a special Hariwaz Shah that Eliyahu got from Hashem, that this was something he was able to do. So that's understood, of course, that's more makel, and you would not be able to learn out anything from it. Then there's another type of kachay shah, that in achinami, the hakrava would be a one-time thing, but the fact is a p'ula l'deus. For example, by us, when we had the karbonus of the Yimei Meluyim, it was a one-time karbonus that they brought on the 8th day, and maybe for the 12 days by the Chanukah Mizbeach. But these were things which weren't repeated in future generations. But nonetheless, the effect, of course, was something which had effect for future generations. That through them bringing these karbonos, this was mechanech the mishkan, this was mechanech the karbonos. This was, in other words, it was like the foundation of the haskalah, the foundation of the mishkan and the mizbeach, was through these karbonos. So therefore, since everything is dependent, they're totally on these karbonos, then from Ferket, we're going to say that these ones are actually more chamer than future generations. The future generations, it's a one-time, the karbonos that you're bringing are not having effect. Like if I bring a karma today, that has no effect on the karbonos I bring tomorrow. Masha Inkin, the karbonos that they brought during the Miluyim, these karbonos have an effect on all future generations. That the only reason why this Mishkan and this Mizbeach is kosher to use is because these karbonos made it kosher. So therefore, they would actually be more stringent. So everyone would agree to this. So Rashi and the Gemara will both agree that Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, Chad Pami Mamish, would be more makel. And everybody would agree that a carbon which has an effect for future generations, and the future generations' carbonists are dependent on it, then it makes more sense that those ones, of course, are going to be more Chomer. If they're dependent on it, then, of course, it would have a more stringent type of status. So the argument would be, is regarding the Achila of the Kachay Shah. That's really the Machlaikis. Is the Achila of these karbanos of kachay shah, are they more similar to the first type of kachay shah, like Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, or are they more similar to the second type of kachay shah, meaning is that they have an effect for future generations, and therefore it would be more stringent? So Rashi al derech hapshat understands that the eating of the by the kohenim does not have a shaychus to the chinuch of the mishkan and the mizbeach. The chinuch v'haraya, By the Mishkan, the chinuch of the Mishkan, we find that after them, that they brought the karbanis, even before they actually ate any of the karbanis, it says that the shechina was shayra, and it says that teitzei esh melefnei Hashem v'teif al mizbeach, that even before they ate the karbanis, already the shechina was there. So clearly, the chinuchas hamishkan was not connected to the eating, and even regarding the Chanukah Mizbeach, which took another 12 days, so therefore the Seir Nachshon was actually the first of those Karbanos, it was just the beginning. Nonetheless, Aderech HaPshat, it's Bistaber Leimer, that the Chanukah Mizbeach is connected with something which is on the Mizbeach, not with the Kainim, which were eating it afterwards. And this is, meaning as you're inaugurating your, as Rashi explains, the Inyan of Chinuch is to do the Avoid, is to practice, or to do the Avoid which is going to usually be used on that, with that particular Kli. So what is usually done on a mizbeach? You don't eat karbanos on a mizbeach. No, what's done on a mizbeach is the hakrava papaya. So the hakrava papaya would have been the main thing. The eating would not have been the main thing. Therefore, according to Rashi, the eating is more similar to the first type, because since it did not have effect for future generations, meaning is even if the Kainim would not have eaten the Chatas of Nachshon or the Chatas of the Mluyim, it's still the Chinuch would have worked. Therefore, it does not have any connection to future generations, and therefore would have been much more lenient. Again, because it's like Hayroi Shah. The Maila of a regular mitzvah, one of the 613, is that it has, you know, Nitzchi is something which is permanent. It's one of the commands of Hashem. While Hayroi Shah is something which is momentary. Doesn't have that same level of power. And the only reason we're holding that the Miluyim have a stronger power even than the mitzvahs is because the mitzvahs themselves are dependent on it. So therefore, it's a certain logic. If the mitzvahs are dependent on this type of chinuch, then clearly the chinuch also has really an effect for all future generations. It also has an aspect which is nitzchius in it, even if it's not a mitzvah l'daris because it's a one-time thing, even though the Rebbe does discuss in one of the Ha'aris that they did do other. There is a Chanukah. They did do a Chanukah of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash, the third base of Mikdash. Nonetheless, it would be actually interesting why it's not considered a mitzvah l'daris. Meaning is that whenever they need to have a chinuch, there's an obligation to do a mitzvah smulim. Maybe so. It's interesting. Is it considered one of the? I'm pretty sure the Rambam does not count it as one of the 613. But maybe that would actually be an interesting research. Do any of the Maina Mitzvahs actually hold that the Karbanis of the Meluyim would be considered a Mitzvah L'Daris? I do not know offhand. But either way, since we're not getting into that particular discussion, the Rebbe's point is that they definitely have an effect for future generations, and all the Karbanis of future generations are dependent on it. Therefore, of course, they have a certain chumra to it. But the Gemara holds that bechlal al derech halacha we know that koinim oichlim ubailim eskapin, that a koin eats the carbon, and through the koinim eating it, that also brings a kapar. It's not just about bringing the carbon onto the mizbeach, it's also there's an aspect of the koinim eating which brings a kapar, which everyone agrees to. Even Rashi brings this down also in our parsha regarding the seer of Rosh Chodesh shehula kapara. He also brings this down that it's that by eating it also brings part of the kapar. So everyone agrees that the carbon has these two aspects, one for the mizbeach and the other part the koinim eating, and that brings the kapar. The Qur'an Abbat, the Alder Halacha, this is not only regarding the karbanis l'dairis, but this is even regarding the karbanis of the chinuch mishkan mizbeach. But just like we find that by a regular carbon, koinim eichlim, or by the miskaprim, so Alder is Alder Halacha regarding all the pu'lus from a carbon, even the pu'lus of carbonus in our situation, chinuch mishka b'mizbeach, the chilus carbonus, the chilus akayinim, is connected to it. So in other words, Rashi will hold al-pshuta shemikra, the special carbonus, which are for the chinuch, that is nothing to do with a kapar of the bailim. There's no kapar of the bailim. This was in order to be a mechanech and bring Kedusha into the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, and therefore the Chilas HaKoinim would not have been Al-Derech HaPshat connected to this Inyan of the Chinuch. Other Karbanis, of course, would be. Other Karbanis, the regular Chattis, is to bring Kapar to the Bailam, and part of the Kapar of the Bailam is through the Koinim eating it, so therefore, of course, that would be relevant. Mashenken, according to the Shas, he holds that this concept of Koinim Eichlim, or Bailam Miskaprim, is relevant even to the Meluyim. So, Ibazai, the Achilas Koinim of the Seir Izim, the Seir Nachshon, is something which is Negei L'Dairis. Therefore, according to the Shas holds that the Achila of these Karbanis, which is Katshei Shah, is more Chamer than the Achila of Katshei Dairis. So let's just recap of what we said so far, and then we can get into the understanding the way, the differences, how Rashi is explaining the argument to Moshe and Aaron, and how the Shas is going to explain the difference between Moshe and Aaron. According to Rashi, first of all, everyone agrees, Katshei Shah, like Eliyahu Bar Karmer, is much more makel. You can't learn, it's lenient, therefore you can't learn any kulas from it. Katshei Shah, which is relevant L'Dairis, like the actual karbanis which were brought for the Chanukah Samishkan Mazveach, that is going to be more chamer because everything is dependent on it. All future karbanis are dependent on this inauguration. The Shiloh would be specifically regarding the eating of these karbanis. According to Rashi, they were not relevant for future generations, therefore the Mamekel. According to the Gemara, they are connected to the future generations because part of the effect of the karban is also through the Achila, even by the Meluim, therefore would be relevant for future generations, and therefore the eating of these karbanis are more chum. Based on that, the machlekes between Moshe Aaron to feed the Gemara, and then we'll do Rashi. So the Gemara understands like this. Moshe was saying to Aaron, if by Katshei Shah, Hashem told us that you're supposed to eat the Karbanas, even though they're much more chamer, then for sure by Katshei Deiris you should eat it. Meaning that usually an Oinin is not allowed to eat Kachim. So therefore, if you can't eat kachim, then of course you can't eat kachay shah, which is the holiest type of kachim. It has the power even to be mechanech, the mizbeach, and the mishka. So from this that Hashem gave us a special hatter by the kachay shah, that even the kachay shah, because of the simchas hayayim, or because part of the effect of the kayanim eichlin by the miskaprim, there's a you're allowed to eat it. So therefore, for sure, for kachaderus, you're allowed to be eat it. So if Hashem basically gave us that on the eighth day in the Milui, you're allowed to eat the karbanis, so for sure you'd be allowed to eat the karbanis of the kachaderus. So Moshe Aaron responds back to him that maybe that's only a din by kachay shah, meaning that you're assuming that if by kachay shah this applies, then for sure it would apply by kachay deris. And maybe that assumption is incorrect, because we have a source, the source that we know that kachim can't be eaten when you're an oinin is actually from meiser. And meiser is much more lenient. So if meiser hakal is still going to be usher to eat when you're an oinin, therefore for sure when you're going to be, therefore you wouldn't be able to eat kachay deris. Why is kachay shah allowed to be eaten? So either because it's a special harai shah, or maybe as we said before earlier, it's because it was a harai shah probably, because in order to do the chinuch, to accomplish maybe the chinuch of the mishkan, you needed to have the carbon being eaten. Kedeber doesn't say this point, and as I'm thinking about it, you can argue if that's true or not, because according to the Gemara, whenever the kohenim are eating, that has an effect. If it's a regular carbon, the bialim are miskatrim. If it's a carbon of the meluyim, that means there's going to be a chinuch of the mishkan and the mizbeach itself. So according to the Gemara, the eating always has an effect. So the point though is that if we're saying that you're allowed to eat on that particular day, you don't have to wait another 8 days till everyone, 7 days after the ninus is done. So if we're saying is that because of that was one of the days the Luyin and Hashem gave a heter that they could eat the carbon, even though this eating of the carbon was something which was very powerful, something very important. So for sure, something which was more makel also wouldn't have applied on that particular day. That's the svar of Moshe. But Aaron's responding back to him that you can't learn it. You can't prove this clearly, meaning if Hashem said this by Kachay Shah, that's not a Raya Muchachas that this didn't also apply by Kachay Deris. You're assuming since it applies by Kachay Shah, Kachay Shah is more common, then for sure it would apply by Kachay Deris. But that's incorrect, because we see by Meiser, which is the most lenient of all of them, and nonetheless, Oinin is not allowed to eat from it. So therefore, I can argue that Kachay Deris also you can't eat from it, and Kachay Shah would have been a special heter for whatever reason that Hashem gave. Maybe based on the reason I said earlier, but it doesn't have to be that reason. The point is that Aaron's just trying to say is that you can't prove anything. Just if by Hashem saying something by Kachay Shah, that doesn't prove automatically that Kachay Deris would be the same thing. Because since we have something even more makel than both of them, which is the Maiser Sheni, and nonetheless there still is this Inyan of Aninos over there, then you could argue that by Kachay Deris also there's this Inyan of Aninos, and the Kachay Shah was a special heter because it was connected to the union of Meluyim. And that's what Aaron argues back. The Rebbe points out in Ara that Moshe, before I get to the Ara, so what does Moshe say? So Moshe says, V'yitav be'inav, he says, he's not embarrassed to say that I forgot. Shemati v'shachachti, that I forgot about it. What does it mean that he heard and he forgot? Meaning is that since, logically, Moshe's svar makes a lot of sense. If Hashem's giving a heter by something chamer, and he's saying that on this day, because it's the Meluyim, there's no inyan of aninus by Kachay Shah, then for sure it's understood that it wouldn't be applicable by Kachay Deiris. But Aaron's saying, no, but we have a special limud, we have this Kal B'Chomer, which teaches us otherwise. And Moshe says, oh, you're right, I forgot about that. In other words, that if Moshe would have remembered that there is this special limud from this Kal Vachomer, then he would have said the same thing, and once he hears about it, he retracts. The Rebbe points out in R 31 that it's not mukhrich that Moshe didn't know about it, but it could be that Moshe thought, it could be that he knew this Kal Vachomer, that if Maisa Shenis says, Lord Bechata Ba'inim Yemeni, so for sure, kachim, you wouldn't be able to eat when you're an Einin, but it could be that Moshe thought that this Isser of is actually doesn't apply yet, because it was only said after 39 years. The Isser of Leichalt B'Einim Memani was only said right before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. So technically wasn't said at that point. And furthermore, it actually was connected to, you know, Vidu Maisers, that when you do the Vidu Maisers, which is on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, when you bring all the whatever, you come in, you give away all the Maiser, or you destroy all the Maiser that you haven't given out, then you say that one of the things you say when you say this vidu, this announcement, is that you didn't eat from the Maiser Sheni when you were Tameh. But that din only applies when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and then they had Maisers, and therefore they also had the union of the vidu Maisers, and therefore they would have said, Le'echal Tiba'ini Memeni, and that's when this Isser would have kicked in. So it could be that Moshe knew this Kal Vachomer, but his logic was that this union of Meiser is actually not applicable nowadays because A, Hashem didn't say it yet, and B, it only takes effect once they go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Enkin, regarding the Isra and Ninos, regarding Kachim, he heard it at that moment of time. Hashem told him that you're supposed to eat the mincha, which Moshe understood to mean is that there's no aninus on this particular day. So therefore, Moshe understood that maybe, you know, in future generations, let's say by the Chanukah of the first base of Mikdash, if this, a similar situation would have occurred, that they became oinonim, that maybe he would agree, enachinami, we have this Kal Vachomer, so therefore Moshe would have agreed even l'chatchila that what we learn out from Maaseh Sheni, that an oinin can't eat it. But over here, this did not yet apply, therefore when Hashem says that you should eat it, and that was by Kachay Shaz, automatically also would have included the Kachay Deirs, which is more chomer. And therefore, once Aaron tells it to him, clearly what he's telling Moshe is that it applies, this Kal Vachomer is something that we learned, and it applies even today. And Moshe says, Shemati v'shachachti, that enechnam, you're right. This Kal Vachomer that you're telling me is something that I heard from Hashem, and it is applicable nowadays. So even though maybe based on logic, I would have said, if the heter applies to Kachay Shah, for sure applies to Kachay Deres. But since there's this Kal Vachomer from Meister, and we received, it seems like it's like a Kabbalah, that we receive this Kabbalah, that what are we learning from this Kal Vachomer is that even on a day of the Chanukah HaMishkan, if there's an Einin, Kachay Deres, you're not supposed to eat from it. Therefore, Moshe was admitted that Taki, he heard that this Kal Vachomer applies even in our situation. Okay, but Rashi disagrees. As we said earlier, Rashi holds that by telling us a din by Kachay Shah, that doesn't prove anything by Kachay Deres. So if Moshe knew that by Kachay Shah, you're allowed to eat those karbanis, if you're an Einin, that doesn't mean anything regarding the Kachay Deres. So what was Moshe's argument? It was a svar. Moshe held that when Hashem gave him the heter, it wasn't a heter regarding Kachay Shah, rather it was a heter regarding the day, that since it's the eighth day of the Meluyim, you know, let's say, assume it's because of the Inyan of Simcha, the Simcha of the Meluyim, therefore Hashem didn't want any Aninus. And Moshe assumed that this Aninus applied to any of the Kabbanis being eaten on that particular day. That was his svar. And then Aaron replies back to him that maybe what Hashem was saying was a heter specifically to the Kachay Shah. And if Hashem only said of the guy Kachay Shah, then you can't prove anything regarding the Kachay Deirs. And Moshe says, Taka, he doesn't say Shachachti, rather he says is Lo Shemati, I Taka didn't hear this Chilo. So Moshe is assuming that Hashem is saying that it's a general blanket heter for that particular day. But once Aaron points out that maybe the heter that Hashem gave wasn't connected to the day, when Hashem gave a heter by the mincha, he meant specifically karbanis like the mincha, meaning is kachay shah, and had nothing to do with the kachay deres, and has nothing to do with the day itself. It's a special heter for the carbon. And since it's a special heter which has to do with the carbon, which is a kachay shah, the eating of the kachish. Or therefore, you can't prove and you can't learn anything from there because kachri deris are much more chomer. And once Moshe hears that, he says, you're right. Hashem taka, I mean, everyone, he remembers that Hashem said it regarding the mincha. It's just that his svar was wrong. He was assuming that when Hashem says you're allowed to have by the mincha, it means by everything for that particular day. And Aaron's answering back that no, that what Hashem actually said was he said it by the mincha. And therefore, it's possible that the heter was only regarding the mincha. And therefore, you cannot learn out anything regarding it for the kachidaris. And therefore, Moshe says, you're right. I didn't hear this chiluk between the shah of the deiris. And therefore, my svara, I assumed it, but it's actually not correct. And your svara gets better. And that's actually an interesting difference. The second difference between the Gemara and Rashi, why the Gemara says shachachti, it's focusing on that he forgot. Because according to the Gemara, Moshe's svara makes a lot of sense. There needed to be a special limlet to say Moshe that's not the halacha. So therefore, he has to say, I forgot the halacha. Because logically, what Moshe is saying is that if Hashem gave a heter for Katrei Shah, for sure it's by Katrei Deiros. Therefore, he has to say, I forgot the halacha. There's a special limlet, which is not based on halacha, but it's based on a limlet. It's a gzeres akasiv. Or maybe there's a logic to it, but we need to. But it's not a logic which is definitely mukhrachas. Mashenken, when it comes to Rashi, logically, Moshe. It was their argument was it was a argument of logic, and it had to do with right. So therefore, what Rashi doesn't in our, he doesn't need to say that Moshe forgot anything. In the Gemara, you have to say he forgot. Else, what's Aaron arguing back? If Moshe knew that and he's saying that this Kal V'Chaimer doesn't apply, then there's no argument. He says, I know this Kal V'Chaimer and it's not applicable until after we go into Eretz Yisrael. And Lamai has to say that I forgot that it is applicable now. Masha'inkin Rashi, Alechumish, it's an argument of Svara, that Moshe's understanding that the Heter by the Mincha was for everything. It had to do with the day. While Aaron's replying back, the Lav Davka, it actually probably has just to do with the carbon itself, the Katshe Shah. And then when Moshe hears that, he says, Leibash, Leimele Shemati, that what you're saying actually makes more sense, and therefore he's maskim to what Aaron held.